First of all, welcome to Sheffield Wednesday.
Thank you very much.
How much are you looking forward to this challenge in the Championship with the Owls?
We have expectations about a lot of things. First expectation, it's about the quality of the game. We try to improve quality of the game. When I talk about quality of the game, it's something that the people, our fans, our massive fans can enjoy. If they enjoying what we are doing, we are sure that our more and more fans will come to the stadium. And we want our proposal, one of our proposals is put a full stadium, put a great atmosphere, because if you do this, it's because the people are enjoying what we are doing. And if you are enjoying what we are doing, and we ever do support our fans, we are very strong, so we are near, more near to win matches. So this is the first step. The second step is try to win matches day by game by game. We have the first match with Bristol. This is the most important match that we have. After, we have another one and so on. So we try to do our best. There are teams with a big pressure to go to the Premier this season. They have big expectations. Our expectation is a little different. We are running like outsiders, but we have ambitions to win match by match, and after we'll see what we can do. Let's see.
You have coached at some big clubs. You've written books about football. Can you just explain to us what a Carlos Carvalhal team looks like? What kind of style can we expect to see? What can you tell us about the way that Sheffield Wednesday will play under your leadership?
All the time, my childhood, as I said before, is work in England. I'm a big patient about English football. So when you talk about English football, you talk about attractive football, the people that care about football, the fair play also, but enjoy a good football. So it's something that I put in my mind since I was a child, and after I start playing like a professional. Like a coach, I follow exactly the same principles that I learned when I was very young. So I like enjoy what I'm looking. If I am in the training and I'm not enjoying what I'm looking, I don't like it. Of course, I like that my players fight. I like it's something that we have in the club, because the attitude of our players is amazing. It's something amazing, and this is absolutely fantastic. So we are trying to put maybe more passes each other. Maybe we play a little more from the large, don't play so vertical. And with this kind of football, we'll see if we can be better than our opposites. So, I understand that it's very easy to me say that I'm a coach that like attack. All the coaches like attack. But I don't believe in that. I don't believe that in the attack football. I don't believe in defensive football. I believe in the balanced teams. So the teams that they know exactly what they must do when they have the ball. This is some important. So you have identity. They know the ideas of the coach, and they follow the philosophy. So when we don't have the ball, they know exactly what they must do to don't take goals, because all the coaches want don't take goals. So what we have in the middle, we have the transition. So when you win the ball, what we must do, when you lose the ball, what you must do to recover the ball as soon as possible. So these kind of four moments that we have in football, the good teams are balanced in all of them. Must be balanced. So if you are good in the four moments, we are a good team. If you are good in attack, you are bad in defense, you are not a good team. If you are good in defense and you are bad in attack, you are not a good team too. So I try to that my teams can be balanced and possible.
I won't ask you to go too deep into tactics, but when I look at the players that have come in this summer to Sheffield Wednesday, the likes of Jack Hunt, Matthias yesterday, it suggests that you value maybe width. Is that something that you were going to try to utilise a lot at Sheffield Wednesday?
Yeah, what we're trying to do is we need more players. Our players, we are very happy with the players that we have. As I told you before, a fantastic attitude, but we need more players, they know, with quantity and quality. And our proposal is that we have two players in position, in conditions to give answers that what we need in the. So it's normal that you'll see this season, not all the time the same season, all the time the same players playing, but you will share the players, because if you have two good players in the same position, we can manage the team with the players depending of the moment of the player, if he's more tired or less tired, if about the strategy to that game, you can put one or another. It's something that we must do. So it's normal also that the people can see our team playing in different systems, not play just in the same system. We are trying to prepare our team to play in different ways. So, okay, let's see what we can do. But as I told you, we're talking here in the few moments. I'm talking a lot of things. And a lot of things in football you can change in 1 minute, in 1 week, in 1 month. You need time to change these kind of things. So let's see as soon as possible if the players have absorbed our ideas. With the time, we'll be more strong, I believe, in that.
I'm sure you know an awful lot about Marco Matias, who signed for Sheffield Wednesday. What can you tell the Sheffield Wednesday fans about what they can expect from him?
Marco Matias, first of all, I'm very happy with him because we just have this player in this moment because he have some better proposals than us in different countries. Because the player, first of all, he have a childhood like me. He enjoyed and he wished to work in England. Second, because Sheffield Wednesday is a historic club. When you talk about England, you talk about Sheffield Wednesday, you feel exciting. And third, I must tell you, because our chairman do a very good work. And at the same time, of course, I push him a lot to come to join with us. We are talking a player that is not a striker, is a winger. That come from a championship that the best scorer usually in Portugal 20 goals, 22, 23 sometimes, but we are talking about Falcão, Jackson Martinez, Jonas, Lima, so top strikers in the world, and they are doing this kind of goals. So last year, Marco Matias with a medium team, like a winger, he did 17 goals, more 3 or 4 in the cup, so we are talking a player that do a lot of goals like winger, not like the striker. We believe also because the profile of the player, because he's at the same time he's strong, he do some shifts that he was talking in English, shifts, and at some time he's strong and he can do goals that our fans will be happy with them. First of all, I'm happy. The colleagues will be happy with them because he can afford the team, but I believe that our fans will like him a lot because he's someone that he fight at last minute to the club, and it's this kind of player.
I'm led to believe that you have a relationship with Jose Mourinho and even understand that maybe he even put in a good word for you in regards to coming to work in England. So can you just tell us about that relationship and how you came to know each other?
No, I met him, first of all, I was coach of the city that he born in Setúbal, and we do very good, absolutely fantastic in that club. I'm a coach that, as I told before, that I come from the third division. I'm not a coach that was a big player and they gave me a big team to start working. So I grew up from the third division. I did good in third. I go to second to first to Europa League to after to a big club. I grew up to myself. So in that moment, I was coach of in Setúbal. Vitória de Setúbal. We promote the team to the second to the first division, and another we back after 3 or 4 years, and we win the first cup of the league, and we go to Europa League, and so on. So we did fantastic. So in that time, he gave me big congratulations, because he liked the club also. Two special times also. We do the UEFA Pro UEFA license coaches together, so we stay 1 month inside one place during morning at night. So we was there all the time during 1 month, and we talk and we shared a lot of time. And also when I was coach of Leixões, he was coach of Porto, and in that moment Leixões is the third division coach. It was before Vitória Setúbal. We play in the Europa League, and sometimes or a lot of times he came to see our matches there. And we share some time also. And after this, okay, we meet each other. It's not I must tell, it's not a person that I call all the weeks, all the month. Even probably in 1 month, I talk with him maybe one time or two times. If we can consider it is a big friend, no, but it's someone special. To me, is the best coach of the world. Mm.
Well, he called himself the special one when he came to England. You didn't go quite that far today.
No, but we have completely different personalities. So it's completely different. I don't want to be on the side of Mourinho. Mourinho is Mourinho. Carlos is Carlos. And we have I have a special relation with assistant coach Rui Faria, the number two. we study in the same university. We study sports and specialize in football in the University of the Porto, and it was my teammate. So I have a special relation with him and with the goalkeeper coach also, Silvian. So I have a good relation with them. They are very good guys.
Matthias has come in. I just wonder, what is your role in terms... There is a committee at Sheffield Wednesday. What is your role in terms of recruitment and the players coming in? Are you having a lot of input there?
No, to me, it's very easy. Very easy to talk about that. In my culture, I never talk about money, about the players. So I give a technical support to the clubs, to the president, in this case, to the chairman, to the committee. So sometimes I can give a proposal to a player, and after the player is not possible, because maybe it's very expensive or not or something. So we don't have any problem. It's working. We are bringing the players that we want. We are happy about that. Of course, we want that the players come as soon as possible. But I know that they are finalizing some good players that probably our fans will be exciting also with some players that will come as soon as possible. And special, I'm looking to the British players.
I mean, I'm not going to throw a load of names at you, but players like Alex Lopez and Celta Vigo have been mentioned today. Is that the kind of caliber of player that Wednesday are looking for now?
You never will hear me about players that don't belong to Sheffield Wednesday. No, I just talk about the players that we have. You know, the players that we have, I'm very happy at this moment, but soon we'll arrive at players with good quality.
I've seen you working very closely with Lee Bullen as well. Do you value him as a coach to work with you at Sheffield Wednesday?
I'm very happy with our staff. We are, when I do agreement with the club, with the chairman, I said to him that I need someone from that know the environment, the stadium, the fans, the referees, the opposites, everything, that can give me quickly information. So in that moment, I said to them that they can choose the person. So when I arrived, they proposed me Lee to work. And in this moment, I'm very happy. At the same time, the chairman said to me that in the future, if I need more something, I can talk with him. So everything is good in this moment. So I didn't request anything. So it's perfect.
In many ways, this is a great challenge to get a football club that has been in the Premier League back there. But it also comes with a lot of pressure, doesn't it? There's a lot of expectation from the chairman that this team will be in the Premier League for 2017, the 150th anniversary. So it's kind of mixed, isn't it? It's a good job, but also one that comes with a lot of pressure.
You know, pressure is when you work in the club, like in Turkey, Portugal and Greece, and you lose the first match. And then if you don't win the second match, they will fire you. So this is my reality in the last years all the time. So this is what I live it. This I work with a gun on my head all the time. So this is my reality. So you can imagine that one person that and is under this kind of pressure all the time don't have afraid of nothing. So to me, absolutely, I'm very happy. I'm very happy to because I'm in the country. I tell before that I change a lot of clubs. It's true because I work in Greece. I work in Turkey. I was working in Portugal. To give you an example, the champion of the world, the national team coach of Germany, the national team coach of Spain is champion of the world. And I think he resists in Turkey around 6 months or seven, something like that. So you can imagine this kind of environment. At the same time, I'm sure that if I born in England, if I born here, probably I just training just two clubs, one or two clubs, and probably I was in the Premier. I believe in that, and I fixed it in one club to do my work. But my reality at this moment was not that like this. So about pressure, I'm completely I'm in my home, and I'm in my home. No problem, absolutely about that. So my pressure is put to our players playing, enjoying football. Our massive fans come to the stadium, create, as I told you before, create a fantastic environment, put our fans enjoying here, put a big pressure to opposites because they must respect us. And this is my pressure, that I feel my pressure, nothing else.